Mishnah says in Daf Samach Chasam Beis, the Omer Hamata b'Medina b'Shtei Halachim b'Mikdash, and it says Ein Mavi Menachos Bikar Minchus Behema Kadam Leim Mehevi Pasul Kadam Shalachim LeYavi Mehevi Kasher. So Gemara has a Shaila that Yosef Atav and Kasher and Ma Ben Kadam LaOmer LeKadam Shtei Halachim. What's the chilik? Why is it that Kadam Leim it's Kasher and Kadam Shtei Halachim? I'm sorry. Why is it that Kadam Leim it's Pasul and Kadam Shtei Halachim it's Kasher? So Amal Levani Hidav Barnechem LeLoim Mavis Kadam Leim Shkem Hotem Mechal Itzal Hadiyot Taimer LeShtei Halachim Shotem Mechal Itzal Hadiyot. So the chilik is that before the Omer, it's not Hotar Yitzal Hadiyot, Mashen came before Shtei Lechem, it is Hotar Yitzal Hadiyot. So Taisa V'yaris HaKasha that says, Tema D'Nakad Hay Lishna, D'Havan L'Meimah, Kodim L'Omer, Asim Shem D'Vinam Mashki Yisrael. Why does the Gemara say Pasha? Before the Omer, it's possible because it's D'Nam Mashki Yisrael. Something which is Asil L'Hadiyot is Asil L'Gavaya, and that's why it's going to be possible because it's not Mashki Yisrael. Mashen came La'achad Omer, Kodim Shnei Lechem, over there it is Mashki Yisrael, it is Mutar Lahadiyot, and for that reason it's not Pasul Gavayot, because you no longer have that psul of Mashki Yisrael. Why doesn't Gemara give that teretz? And Taisus answers that when near the B'tafa Nami Lish, the Mitzvah High Time, Avada B'tafa Nu this time, Ela Dekashalim, Mabin Kadim Laimer, Lekadim Shtar Lachim, Hanelof Kadim Shtar Lachim, Kadim Laimer, Lachim Ahadalim, Bahai Lish, Lem Abis Kadim Laimer, Shkan Lotem Mechlaloi. So Taisus says that B'tafa knew that, but the Lamaisa the Kasha is, at the end of the day, why is there a chili between Kadim Laimer and Kadim Shtar Lachim? Let's learn out Kaidim Shtelachim from Kaidim La'aymer. Now, the Chayat Taisus's Teres is a Pelim, because he just told you the Chilik. The Chilik is before the La'aymer you have Mashke Yisrael, Mashenkin before Shtelachim you don't. So, what's his Kasha? We shall learn out Shtelachim from the La'aymer if Lacha La'aymer before Shtelachim you no longer have the Psul of Mashke Yisrael. And the Briskov asks his Kasha, and the Briskov wants to be Mechadish because of this Kasha and other Rayas in our Sugya that the reason why you can't bring a mincha kaidim laimer is not only because of Mashke Yisrael, but there's a psul ba'atzim. There's a psul ba'atzim that a mincha can't be brought before the aimer. It's a psul gavaya. There's an issa to be makab gavaya before the aimer, and just like there's an issa before shtei lechem, and therefore the Reb Tarfon has a good kasha. Let's learn out the din of kaidim shtei lechem from the din of kaidim laimer because both of them are a psul ba'atzim. That's what he wants to prove in the stasis. But l'chayr, you could say a little bit differently. This right, LP what the Achronim say that Yehuda Kashaylam Achronim. What's the gather of Mashke Yisrael? Why is it that if something is also lehedit, it's also legavaya? So is it the pshat that anything which is also lehedit is automatically also legavaya because it's not right to bring something legavaya if it's also lehedit? Or is the pshat that the iser the dover itself that asks it lehedit is gufa the siva that it's also legavaya as well? That if the Torah says that you can't, that a hedyot can't eat it, that means there's something wrong with it, and that siva that asks it to the hedyot asks it legavaya also. So it's not the pshat that because a dover is also a hedyot, we can't use legavaya, but the dover itself that asks it lehedyot is gufa the dover that asks it legavaya as well. So if you learn like the second sad, then it comes out that even if it is a din of Mashke Yisrael, and there's no new din over here, maybe Tais is saying, afal pichen, you can learn out the kasha is, let's learn out the isra of kadim la'aymer to the Isser of Kodim Shnei Lechem, because the Isser of Kodim La'imim, which is Machmas Mashke Yisrael, is also be a Seidah, an Isser that the Torah is saying this is not Roy L'Gavaya. So it's similar to the Isser before Shnei Lechem as well, and therefore you have a good Kasha, let's learn out Kodim Shnei Lechem and Kodim La'imim. But the Biskov L'Chara was naming on like the other Tzad, that the Isser of Mashke Yisrael is not, it's really an independent thing, that if something is also L'Hadid, Mimele, the Torah says you can't bring it L'Gavaya, it's not the same Siba that asks it L'Hadid that asks it L'Gavaya, and therefore you wouldn't be able to be medama kodim la'aymer to kodim shtei lechem unless there's a new iser that asks it kodim la'aymer out the etzem din of the mizbeach, not just because of Mashke Yisrael, and therefore the Gemara has a good kasha that lets learn out kodim shtei lechem from kodim la'aymer.